This episode of the Speak Your Success podcast is brought to you by Preacher Sports Cards. Preacher Sports Cards is a business investing in NBA and NFL card collecting to the glory of King Jesus, where their motto is, it's about the deal, about the kingdom. They have some exclusive collector cards, so you want to make sure that you're connecting with them on Facebook and on Instagram because they're currently doing a mega giveaway on some NFL card boxes. Perfect timing, right after the Super Bowl. Once again, that's Preacher Sports Cards on Instagram and on Facebook. Now, on to today's show. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaker and best-selling author of the book entitled Process, and we are getting ready to wrap up another great week. It has been chilly here in Dallas the past couple of weeks, the past couple of days, and honestly, the temperature is beginning to warm up, the birds are starting to chirp outside, and I'm truly grateful for that. Let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Yes, it was Valentine's Day earlier this week. I hope you had an excellent Valentine's Day. I hope you had a wonderful date. If you did not, I hope you had the opportunity to find a date and get some of this markdown chocolate. Make a date with that markdown chocolate and that markdown candy because that's where the real deal is. And as always, we want to encourage you all, if you have been enjoying the show, we want you to take time and subscribe to the podcast via iTunes and leave a review so you can just let us know how we're doing and so we can continue to provide you with that content that's adding solid value for your life. Alrighty, let's roll on in. And the topic of today, I'm really excited to talk about today's topic. The topic of today is really self-titled of the podcast. It's Speak Your Success. I just began to think about back in third grade. Y'all, and if we remember third grade, oh, man, just taking the time and thinking about what that was like being in that class. I was in Miss Kosh's third grade class, and this was one of my favorite teachers of all time. Yes, she was the GOAT, without a doubt. And I would get really excited to tell my parents news that happened in school. I'd get really excited to answer questions in class. I would get really excited to talk with my friends. And then it got to the point to where I would get so excited that I couldn't even grasp my words. I had a stuttering problem. And I would say, Mom. And I would always go to this place and always feel a little uncomfortable sometimes reading in class. Or I feel nervous reading in class because I was so scared of the fact that, like I said before, I had a stuttering problem. And some people might say, John, that's not that big of a deal. You know, like whatever that was during that time, you were in third grade. It's cute. It's fine. But then I got a little bit older and I realized that if I didn't take the time to slow down on my words, because my mom would always say, John, slow down, take your time, slow down. I had to realize that if I didn't slow down, then I wouldn't be able to truly grasp my words. I wouldn't truly be able to, you know, get a hold of what was being said. So during that time in my life, I became insecure about that. And it's funny that we sometimes have insecurities that take place when we're younger. We sometimes find an area that people make fun of us when we're younger, and then ultimately it affects us, and it affects the trajectory of our thoughts and our mind as we progress throughout our lives. For instance, a prime example would be a baby elephant. I'm sure many of you have seen baby elephants or elephants at circuses or various other events or even in movies. And you see when the elephant is very young and the elephant is a child, they take a stake and they nail the stake into the ground, deeply into the ground, to where the elephant can't pull the stake out the ground when they're young. And then mentally, this ultimately affects them and throughout their lives as they get bigger and they grow stronger and they're massive to this point to where they could easily yank the stake out of the ground. At this point, their mind is already disabled and they feel that they have no opportunity in being able to take it out of the ground because for so long and for so many years, they tried to pull it out and they always lost that battle. So today, I entitled this Speak Your Success because, like I said before, I had a stuttering problem when I was younger. This was something I truly struggled with. And today, I want you to take a moment and I want you to begin to reflect and think about what is that one area in your life that you might have been insecure about? What is that one thing when you were maybe really young, maybe your parents said you couldn't dress well, or maybe people used to talk down on you because maybe you had acne, or maybe people would just say different things about you because you might have not been able to have the best clothes like some other people had at your school, you couldn't fit in, whatever that reason might be. Today, I want us to reflect on that. Like I shared with you all earlier, the stuttering problem was big in my life. The stuttering problem, I feel, was a true growing opportunity for me. And now that I'm older, I find it ironic that now I speak and now I encourage people through speaking. And has that stutter disappeared? No, it has not. But it has slightly dissipated. At the same time, I want you all to be encouraged and to understand that, yes, you might have some sort of speech impediment. Yes, you might have some other hindrance that people might have said something about you or talked down on you for. But at the same time, you can take that pain and then ultimately you can make it purposeful. Or you can take that hurt and whatever that area might have been, And you can ultimately make it work for you. Because just as I said, I had a stuttering problem. And now if I stand up before people and I encourage them saying that I once stuttered, but now I'm still not insecure about that. And now I'm standing up and taking the time to speak and encourage you through my message and through my story. What can you do? Just as I said, that was an issue. Another issue for me, because I'm just going to put it all out there. I think I might have shared it on the podcast before. Another issue was writing. I was moderately good at writing when I was younger, but then I stopped putting in the time and I stopped being diligent in my writing efforts. And then eventually my writing fell off, or I stopped taking the time really to write and then go back, make the corrections, reread it. I would just write out my papers and then turn them in, say, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm tired of looking at it. And then one day, one of my counselors came up to me, actually my advisor. She said, Jonathan, I don't understand. And I sat there, I said, what don't you understand? She said, Jonathan, it doesn't make sense to me. I just don't understand how you can struggle at writing, but you have a book. Then she looked at me and then she pointed to my signature on my email, because my signature says Amazon bestseller. She said, I just don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. I said, what don't you understand? She said, you're a bestseller according to who? And I said, well, I'm a bestseller according to Amazon. She said, I don't understand it. And I said, well, honestly, I'm not going to take 2 years to write a single paper compared to the amount of time that I put in to write this book. And therefore, my book was edited 5 to 7 times. And yes, my papers that are due week after week, I'm not going to edit those 5 and 7 times. That's pretty ridiculous. So what are you even trying to say? Y'all, she attacked me there in my writing. And I'm not going to lie, that affected me in a very serious way. I was asking all my friends, I was like, how do you feel about what she said? Do you think she was right? Do you think she was in the wrong? Do you think that's even accurate? What are your thoughts? I was in that space of trying to check with all my friends and trying to check in with everybody and trying to see if I was tripping, or I wanted to see if she was in the wrong for that. So, y'all, I just wanted to share that and share those things with you just to let you know those individuals who might feel that they have a message to share. Those individuals who might feel that they have a story that they want to share with the world, they want to position themselves to where they can encourage other people and then position their message and tighten up their messaging and overall sharing of their story. That's why I titled this episode Speak Your Success, the self-title, because also something I want to share with y'all, I'm releasing Speak Your Success Academy. For those of you who don't know, Speak Your Success Academy, I wanted to take the time and drop. First of all, I want to share with y'all on the podcast first, because this is a course I've been working on just to share with you the journey that I've gone through as far as speaking, helping you get down some mechanics, helping you get some practice, helping you get in some tangible application on learning a few different speaking styles, learning how to tailor your message with my signature method of a 3-part storytelling, and helping you ultimately facilitate what that looks like. So y'all, we're going to have that information for you. I just wanted to put the bug in your ear now, but I'm going to have that information for you in a week to where you can go on, you can check it out, and you can just see some more information about that. But I want y'all to be encouraged this week. I really want you to be encouraged, because too often people try to talk down on us and people try to attack us and people try to discredit us because they're intimidated because they see of what your potential can truly be. Too often people are like, no, you're not going to do that. No, you won't accomplish that. Nobody in your family's gone to college. So what makes you think you'll be successful in college? Too often people discredit us. And I hate seeing when people discredit others because they're just trying to take away your fire. They're just trying to not allow you to walk in all of your greatness because they might have not taken the time to challenge themselves and really push themselves to the limit and see all of everything that their gift really holds. And today I feel like I came on a little intense. I'm a little excited right now because I know that you have a purpose. I know that you are on a journey, and I know that you will impact many lives. But sometimes we just have to get through that schmuck. We have to get through that other stuff, and we have to push and keep pushing and keep pushing. And at the end of the day, we will get to the top of the mountain. We will achieve what we truly desire and whatever we put forth the effort and whatever we put forth the application for. But if we don't apply the application and we don't put in the work, then we will never get to the top of the mountain. So today I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to be light today. Be really light today. Enjoy your life. Take the time and really enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your flaws. Enjoy your gifts. Because if you don't take the time to appreciate them, if you don't take the time to cultivate them, then nobody else will be able to appreciate them as well. So with that being said, we want to go ahead and get into the winter circle. We want to get into the winter circle because the challenge of the week is pretty simple. I just challenge y'all to take the time to cultivate your gift. Reflect on what that gift is. I know we talked about it, but I really believe in this. Reflect on what that gift is that you have. Reflect on two things that you really love about yourself. Really reflect. And I want to say that because this morning we're working with a few young men. We went around the table. We asked them, we said, what are two things that you love about yourself? A few of the young men said, well, I love my personality. We said, oh, that's awesome. Tell me more about that. What do you love specifically about your personality? Then they went into more detail. Another gentleman said, well, I feel like I'm funny. We said, okay, well, That's good. You like to make people laugh. That's cool. So what do you really enjoy and cherish about yourself? I want you to take time and think about that this week. And the winner circle of the week, we're going to go ahead and get into who this individual is. And I'm really excited because I was scrolling through my Instagram timeline just the other day, and I saw her sharing a testimony about some of the work that she's done and where she is now as a result of her fruits of the labor that she's put forth. And we're gonna induct Miss Angela Coker today. That's right. She's a poet, she's an artist, as well as a filmmaker. She designed the cover of Angie Thomas's second book, On the Come Up. Angie Thomas's first book was a New York Times bestseller, and this was The Hate You Give. However, the second book for Angie Thomas, Miss Coker produced and designed, well, she designed the cover for that art, and that it was a phenomenal piece. I saw it, I was like, man, that's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. And also a little bit more about Miss Coker. She also has some of her exclusive prints of her illustrations available for purchase right now. And lastly, don't miss this part. Don't miss this. Don't sleep on her. Don't miss this part. Miss Coker is currently working on her second short film. Man, that's crazy. Her second short film. Many people embark on the thought of wanting to produce a film, but she's working on her second. Can we give her a hand? Can we give her a quick hand? Let's go. And the quote of the week. The quote of the week is, define yourself by what you create. I want you to define yourself by what you create, not allow yourself to be defined by what others say about you. Not allow yourself to be defined by what your parents think of you. Not allow yourself to be defined by negatives that people have tried to input into your life. But you create your greatness. You walk in your greatness. You create your destiny. I want y'all to understand that your story is not over yet. Your story is just beginning. And I want you to always remember that you have the pen. So how are you going to finish this chapter of your life? How are you going to start that next book of your life? What does that look like for you? We're going to go take the time to close it out. As always, if you have a topic that you would like to submit for the podcast, I would encourage you to email it to jonathan@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. Or if there's an upcoming event and you are looking to book me as a speaker or place an order for your autographed copy of Process, go to jonathanjonesspeaks.com. And also, we just want to remind you that we're going to have the information in the show notes for Preacher Sports Cards. They're the business that sponsored this podcast. Once again, it's about the deal, about the kingdom. And we're going to have more information about them down in the show notes. Right now, they have a giveaway going on. You want to make sure to connect with them on Instagram as well as on Facebook, because they have a great giveaway going on right now. And they have, first of all, they have a phenomenal product, but even outside of that, they have a phenomenal mission. As we prepare to close it out, I want y'all to be sure to tune in, because we're getting ready to start our first two-part series. And this series is going to be Education versus Entrepreneurship, and that'll start next Friday. And if y'all like to follow the podcast, we would encourage you to follow us on Twitter at SpeakYSuccess, or follow us on Instagram, SpeakYourSuccess. And once again, we want to remind you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. All right, friends, I will see you next week.